I have trichotillomania. Do you know what that is? Do you have trichotillomania? I'm going to share all about it. That's up next. I want to put a trigger warning for this episode. Although it's a short episode, I am talking about things regarding harm to body, things regarding maybe depression, anxiety, or just something that's harmful. So I just want to put that out there before you continue to listen. And if this resonates with you, that's why I do what I do. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. I have trichotillomania, and I have had it since middle school or earlier. Trichotillomania is known as the hair pulling disorder. And basically, it's a disorder that is a repetitive pulling of hair. So some people pull out their eyelashes. Some people pull out their eyebrows. Some pull out the hair out of their scalp, which is me, and other places. So trichotillomania is a condition that is classified under the body-focused repetitive disorders. And so it's kind of just like it's like on a loop is the best way I can describe it. And there are some resources in the episode notes, so definitely explore that. But for me, what happens is I have it. I will always have it. It's always a part of me. But it's very common for this condition to kind of like show up and then go away, kind of like remission. So like it comes out and then it goes into remission. And that is pretty typical. But I want to share it today because part of being a podcaster and a content creator means kind of showing your face, kind of showing up for social media. And while there's nothing you have to do, it's implied and it's expected that if you are a content creator on Instagram, you need to be doing videos and you need to be doing reels and you need to do TikTok and you need to do this and that and all the things. And for me, my trichotillomania plays a huge part in how I don't show up sometimes. So I want to share it with you. So my earliest memories of trichotillomania is in middle school. And for me, what I would do is I would literally like twist and pull out chunks of hair. And I don't know. I mean, it's really hard. If you do not have trichotillomania, it's probably hard to understand. But even if you do have trichotillomania, it's hard to even explain to someone that you are literally twisting and pulling out strands and strands and strands and chunks of hair. So I pull from the scalp. But as I mentioned earlier, there are other people that pull from different areas. And it's also very directly related to conditions where you pick and pull at your skin and scabs and etc. But going back to me and pulling at my scalp, that leads to, you know, having some really shitty hair days. I do not have wigs. I won't buy a wig. I live in Florida. I'm not going to buy a wig. But it lends itself to having some really bad hair days. And it lends itself to not having a confidence of feeling good on camera and video. And I still do it. I know most of you have seen me at some point live on Facebook or Instagram. I still do it and I'm working through it. And I have a lot of goals moving forward for everything I do being a content creator. And so I need to work on that. So I thought, what better way than to work on it than to share it and to share what I'm struggling with? One, with hopes of connecting with someone, you out there, if you're struggling with this as well. So there are a lot of different treatment pathways and different ways to work with this. But one of the most popular ways is a cognitive behavioral therapy method, which is changing the behavior. So for those of us who struggle with trichotillomania, I can tell you that I do not consciously say to myself, okay, take your hand, put your hand on your scalp, twist your hair, and pull. I don't consciously do it. It just happens. So changing behaviors and doing different methods and techniques to change behaviors. That's pretty much the biggest premise and the biggest way to work through this. There are others, but I'm not a medical professional or that works with people with trichotillomania, nor am I a doctor or anything like that. So, disclaimer there. But I just wanted to share that with you. So, if you are a content creator, if you're just, you know, anyone, and you're struggling with something that kind of takes away at your confidence and takes away at your you feeling you, keep going. Keep going. Keep trying. Keep going. That's what I'm doing. Every day I have to make a decision about how I'm going to show up. And every day it's like, okay, is this the day I'm going to show up on video? Does my hair look good? Is this the day I'm going to show up on video? My hair doesn't look good, but I'm feeling good. Is this the day I'm going to take a cute selfie? Well, for me, the answer to that is Snapchat filters. Hello, I love them. But that might not work for everybody. So if this is you, give yourself grace. Like really, just give yourself some grace and recognize that things like this, whether it's trichotillomania or something else that you might be struggling with and living with, give yourself grace and do the best you can. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.